Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm watching. Remember last time I told y'all, but think about this. Someone who has Ebola, doesn't know it, gets on an airplane. In one fell swoop, that person potentially exposes or infects hundreds of unsuspecting passengers. Those people go on to potentially expose or infect hundreds of other people, and so on and so on and so on. Nightmare, right? But the first part of this scenario happened just a few days ago. A nurse who treated Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man who died in her hospital, flew from Dallas to Cleveland and then back to Dallas. On her way back to Dallas, she flew with a 99.5 degree body temperature. The head of the CDC says because she treated Duncan and because of her fever, the nurse should have known better.
So by both of those criteria, she should not have been on that plane.
However, CNN is reporting that the 29-year-old nurse, Amber Vinson, the second nurse in the U.S. to test positive for Ebola, did call the CDC. She told them about her temperature, and they gave her the okay to fly. Their threshold, they said, is a temperature of 100.4 degrees. Most likely that will change now that at least 132 people were possibly put at risk. The CDC says, in an abundance of caution, they are contacting everyone on the flight to check on their conditions, including an elementary school student who they are worried about now, who went to school for 2 days after being on the plane. All the parents at his school were notified. It's unclear whether he will have to self-quarantine. Frontier Airlines says, after hearing from the CDC, the airplane was taken out of service and then cleaned twice, but now it is back in the air. Because medical experts believe that Ebola is not spread through the air, they don't think the passengers on that plane were in imminent danger of being infected. But you know what is glaring to me? That when Nurse Vinson was transferred from Dallas to Emory Hospital in Atlanta last night for treatment, the people who handled her all wore full protective gear. She did not fly commercial. The CDC is trying everything it can to keep people from panicking. Yet the more they try, the more it appears to backfire.
Yeah, because the stories change.
I see, like, they get it. An A for effort and an A for panic. Because every time it changes, we should have done this, we should have done this. Now, the woman who is sick calls the CDC and says, hey, you know, I treated him and I have a fever. And they're like, no, go ahead, you can get on the plane.
Well, where's the A for effort part, Don? Because
at least they're trying, they're giving updates. An A for effort, but that's not working.
Okay, so
because
then
their efforts
are
making
A.
people panic.
Yeah, I don't give it an A. I give it, if possible, a D, because they are trying to put the responsibility back on other people. When this woman called and she said, and she was told, go ahead. And I say that she should not have gone, obviously, but by them saying, you know, go, no.
And then you tell me, Sybil, that the CDC is asking passengers to call them.
Yeah.
Don't they have a list of all the passengers on the plane? And don't they know what seat she was sitting in?
That was the other story yesterday. They didn't know whether she had seat 10A or seat 26D or whatever. And that just
How
seems
they not
illogical.
Know that? You have a ticket.
Have you flown lately?
Yes.
But also too, if the plane wasn't completely, you know, filled to capacity, they will tell you to sit, you know, you can sit anywhere, or she could have
exchanged. Okay, that's stretching it though, because at least say if this woman was in this seat, and she sat in that seat originally, and if she moved, that's a whole nother thing. But everybody should know who was on that plane, and like you said, this kid who now has gone to school and spread it. They know, and they have done a really poor job.
Sybil, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And the thing is, they keep saying those people were not in danger. If those people weren't in danger, why didn't you put her on a commercial flight back to Atlanta? They know there is some danger. They keep saying, you know, they shouldn't be in imminent danger. She didn't fly commercial last night, and she had that full space suit on when she got on a plane again.
And let's go to Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Let's talk about them. Now, of all the cases, everything has come out of Presbyterian Dallas. The other people that have come from West Africa are in other parts of the country, in other hospitals. No problems there. But Texas Presbyterian Hospital, all the problems have come from this one hospital.
If you listen to the nurses who are now threatening to walk off the job if they don't get more equipment, the hospital is not equipped. The hospital did not train them properly. The hospital didn't give them the full protective gear. They were having to put surgical and medical tape around their necks in order to keep it from splashing on them. But the hospital keeps saying, we did a fine job.
No, you did a fine job. No, you
the
didn't.
Issue is, no. It's not, there have been, two other hospitals in the country who have treated people for Ebola, Emory among them. Those people survived. No one else
But they were
infected.
Prepared. They're like a handful of hospitals you know in this country that Four are prepared for this.
Right.
And Texas Presbyterian was not. And instead of calling in immediate forces to get this right immediately, they did not. And the CDC and Texas Presbyterian have to take responsibility for this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Don, this is the thing. We're still not getting all the information about this disease, and they are not being forthcoming, and we feel, and that establishes the panic that we have.
Mm. Yeah, because they're not forthcoming.
I don't.
And then they say don't panic.
I said yesterday that I don't think that our officials are being straight with us, and I got a lot of pushback saying, yeah, I think they're being they just don't know. Either way, it's still not good. I think that I really do think they're trying, and I say an A for effort because I do think they're trying, but I just don't.
Of course,
I think
they're trying.
No,
but are they doing a good job?
No,
and
not at all.
The answer is no.
No.
And when you say A for effort, I say I'm with Sib. I give them a D for trying.
Yeah.
Not a F is a failure. A D just gives you trying.
Not trying hard enough.
Not trying hard enough, you know.
I hope that nurse is all right.
Absolutely.
I hope they catch her in time.
All of them.
Yeah. Everybody in Cleveland that was exposed to her.